It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Flock cameras. Are you familiar with them? When I first heard the term, I didn't know what that meant. Like, there's a whole bunch of them. Hey, there's a whole flock of cameras over there.
And they're looking at you.
Yeah. But Flock Safety apparently is the name of the company that produces these. Well, they can't stay out of the news. The latest wave of attacks on Flock surveillance cameras to claims that Flock's gunshot detection microphones are also picking up private home conversations.
Uh-oh.
But one specific report has caught the attention of some, a study showing a startling high failure of the surveillance system AI, a failure rate based on misreading license tags.
Which kind of is the whole point, right?
That's what I thought initially, right? Yeah, Flock Safety flagging vehicles incorrectly. The Police Department of Roseville, California, ran its own analysis of the cameras, studying nearly 1,500 Flock reports. They found an astounding 71% failure rate. Whoa. Where the cameras would mistake one license plate number for another. And apparently it's not just a snafu. Mistaking one number for another, like seeing a 7 as a 1, can lead Flock cameras to incorrectly identify an innocent vehicle as one that was previously stolen. That's exactly what happened. Wow. In the California situation where a citizen complained that the cameras were repeatedly flagging his car to police as stolen because the AI technology interpreted a 9 as an 8.
Okay.
So an error that seems that simple becomes very complex when police are constantly pulling you over and really operating under the premise that this is a guy who's willing to steal a car. So everything's heightened, right? The stark contrast of Flock's own claims. Of course, they're not going to agree with that. The company reports what independent evaluations show. Its cameras have a 96% vehicle count accuracy rating while correctly categorizing 92% into vehicle types. But accurately recognizing vehicles is a far cry from accurately reading license plates, which Flock doesn't provide much data on. When they reached out to Flock to learn more, the company didn't have details to offer, at least as of yet. So what is the idea behind it? Do they write tickets based on this? Is this what we're talking about, these kinds of cameras? Are they what we call red light cameras? Or is this something different?
Now, see, I see this as something totally different. Bigger scale, finding crime, that sort of thing is the way I've, at least my understanding, that's what I've been told.
So, yeah.
Kidnapping, you know, those kind of things, you know.
Which when you say, hey, used in that kind of way, if your daughter's in the trunk of a car that drives by a Flock camera and a law enforcement could be alerted and they could save her life, I mean, you're going to be, of course, all for it. I mean... Don't we already live in somewhat of a surveillance state now?
Yeah.
I mean, how far out of your way would you have to go to avoid any sort of camera being trained on you, including your own?
Well, you can't go to a grocery store, can't go to a gas station, can't go to a mall. I mean, anything.
Yeah, and a lot of city streets now have them on the streets, or businesses have them, and they basically can, utilizing enough cameras on a street, cover the entire, you know, block.
What's interesting is with a lot of the traffic camera stuff, it's live, but it's, we're told, not recorded.
So then how could they ever go back and look at something?
I agree. That's kind of my thought on that.
Maybe the term recorded is an archaic term now. We didn't record it, but there is a storage mechanism.
Yeah, right. It's not on tape.
It's not on tape.
It's not on film.
It's not Maxell.
Right. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
I
don't know. Then in that case, what real good. I mean, yeah, okay, it catches you running the light. That's basically what those are good for.
Yeah, if, and that's, it takes a picture if that's of what you, that yeah. is utilized yes. for.
Right, and that's what the traffic cameras are usually used for.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of the traffic cameras because if they get it wrong, they create a hassle for the person.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it starts to go into revenue generation. Now, I don't want people running red lights. That's very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. But I also, you know, don't like the idea of a private company trying to generate revenue. Well, they already busted them. It's yellow and they're citing them as blowing a red. And within the bounds of the law and the way it's written in many places about running a red light, where your car is in what position, whether you have made it through the intersection technically legally or not, you know, they would tend to define that very loose. In other words, oh, that thing's yellow, you're getting a ticket. Well, of course, that's not good. But the headache is always on the recipient of the ticket. Hey, prove that, you know, you didn't run it. Kind of thing, right. Which is that's not how it's supposed to be.
Mm-mm. I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.